Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, joining us all the way from China, from Beijing, I think he is. He's the Vice President of Global Small Business, Small to Medium Business at Lenovo's Intelligent Device Group. Full disclosure, I don't do any business with Lenovo, but I've given them a lot of my money because I own a lot of their T ThinkPads. And Sanjeev is here to talk to us about some really important things. We're glad he's on the show. Sanjeev Menon, welcome to the show.
Jim, great to be on your show. Thanks for having me. And thanks for being a customer of Lenovo, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mind. I love telling the story, Sanjeev. IBM was my first corporate sponsor way back in almost 20 years ago. And so, of course, I started buying their ThinkPads. And I'd never owned one of their laptops. And the guy told me, he said, Jim, he said, you got it. You need to order the T models. He said, T stands for titanium. He said, they're rugged. Okay. He said, they're rugged. And I started buying the T models in probably 2001 or two. And Sanjeev, that's all I've bought. That's all I've owned since then. I've probably bought a dozen or more since then, the T models, all the way from the T10s to the, I think the one I have now is a T65 or what is it? Yeah, it's a, no, a T80, T580, I should say. And so anyway, we have a lot of them.
I'm
about to buy another one because what I've been telling people about is especially for things like we're dealing with right now with the coronavirus, is you need to have your laptops on. You get laptops, have them on a docking station to drive your monitors wherever you are, and if you have to take them home and work from home, you're ready to go. What do you think?
Absolutely, and you know, COVID has brought you know, a completely new change in behavior in terms of what we see customers doing. You know, mobile phone was a very important part of the life, but you know, now with people working from home, it's interesting that laptops have become the device of choice, and people really spend more time on their laptops than on their phones.
Yeah.
Because you know, they want to switch between multitask between work and life, and having a bigger screen, a bigger experience is really what people are looking for. So absolutely thrilled to be talking to you about this, and you know, bringing some perspectives that we are getting while talking to our customers.
Well, and you know, of course, I'm a senior baby boomer, so I'm not. I have a phone. I love it, and it's handy as everything. It's a handy little tool for me. It's my little magic wand. But when I want to work, I don't work on my phone. I work on my computer. Maybe if that's old school, so be it. But I'm telling you, for 20. Well, of course, I've had laptops. I had laptops in the 80s. I've got an old Apple laptop going back to the 80s. It's a brick, you know, basically a brick. But I've been using them for a long time, and for 20 something years since I've been doing my show, I've been encouraging people through whether it be for getting prepared for a hurricane or an electrical outage or a fire or a flood or whatever, be prepared to move. And that advice came true more than ever before during this in the last 3 months, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more on this. So mobility and, you know, just being ready to work from anywhere. The office just moved anywhere, right? It's no longer kind of work from, I think about it as working from home, working from office, but it is basically working from anywhere. And all the tools and all the digital tools that help you to enable to do that, you know, just be in your bubble, focus on the task that you need to do. That's really what people are looking for in this new situation.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I'm a big believer in, and everyone's not like this, Sanjeev, I don't buy a Lenovo computer if I don't have a mobile modem in it. It has to have mobile capability because when I travel, I don't want to hook up to somebody else's Wi-Fi. I want my mobile connection. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think, you know, being secure is absolutely a key part of the whole mobility experience. So, you know, there are multiple things that that people need to be aware of. Obviously, you know, being safe and secure, you know, connecting to kind of spurious networks is probably one of the most easiest way in which people could hack into, you know, all your important work. So I completely agree. I think, and there are a whole lot of new technologies which enable kind of on-the-go connectivity with some great bandwidth. 5G, as an example, is evolving. And we think the technology is going to enable people to work anywhere with the speeds that they are normally used to from their, you know,
Sanjeev,
from their internet.
Hold on to that thought, Sanjeev. I got to take a quick break. First, we're visiting with Sanjeev Menon. He's with a vice president with Lenovo. And he and I will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.